Now let's report on the latest attack in Nigeria. Two car bombs in the central city of Jos struck a busy market and a bus terminal. The second bomb went off about a half hour after the first, apparently targeting rescue workers. The bombs killed at least 118 people. No one's claimed responsibility, but this attack follows the playbook of Boko Haram, an Islamist group that is holding hundreds of schoolgirls that were kidnapped last month. Boko Haram is the subject of a hearing on Capitol Hill today. The question here, as well as in Nigeria, is how far the government should go to rescue the girls. NPR's Gregory Warner reports.
It's the simplicity of the hashtag that's made it so tweetable. Bring back our girls. But at a daily vigil in the Nigerian capital of Abuja, activists and relatives have added two important words.
What are you saying?
Bring back our girls now and alive.
What are you demanding, women?
Bring back our girls now and alive.
After the rally, I talked with Peter Ilya, a local pharmacist. Two of his nieces were abducted, driven off by militants into the forest. One niece managed to escape the truck by grabbing a tree branch.
The vehicle was moving and it passed under a fairly big tree, and then she clung onto the branch and then she hung there until the vehicle zoomed off, and then she jumped down.
She jumped down and walked back home through the dark forest. But Ilya's other niece was not so bold or so lucky. She disappeared with the others. Now the government says it's dispatched 20,000 soldiers to rescue the girls. All that firepower only makes Ilya worried.
Because I will tell you categorically that no military action will bring back these girls. If you go on a military action, you are losing all the girls. Absolutely. These people, they are erratic people. They are drug addicts. They should be handled with the utmost caution. And I think if I am to say, I were to advise the government, negotiation is the way out.
He wants the government to negotiate. In fact, the initial offer by the United States to help Nigeria was to send in hostage negotiators. Nigeria refused. Aliyu Gebi, an elected member of parliament, says it's because of that word, terrorist.
We will not negotiate with terrorists. It's enshrined in the Anti-Terrorist Act, just like your government will not negotiate with terrorists. And if you are branded a terrorist, tough luck for you. Nobody will negotiate well with you.
Boko Haram has made an offer. The purported leader, Abubakar Shekau, posted a YouTube video saying he would trade the girls for prisoners held by the government.
Give us back our people, we'll give you your girls. After that, then what next?
Chinedu Nwagu is a security analyst in Nigeria. He now works for a group called the Clean Foundation, doing police reform.
Negotiation is not a solution. It's not a long-term permanent fix to the problem.
But Nwagu says this time the government may have no choice. The Nigerian army doesn't have the capacity to make a surgical strike and rescue the girls alive. And those prisoners that Boko Haram wants to trade the girls for may not be dangerous militants. They were rounded up in fairly arbitrary mass arrests that were highly criticized by human rights groups. Nwagu says it's not clear if holding on to those prisoners is stalling violence or fueling it.
How long can we hold out like this? What are we willing to concede in this situation? And how, if we don't concede anything, how much damage does that do to our psyche and our sense of well-being as a people?
For 5 years of this insurgency, the Nigerian government has insisted on a solely military solution, though other government officials have now said that, quote, all options are on the table. Nwagu says he hopes to wake up one morning soon to hear that some prisoners have been released and the girls have been returned to their families alive. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Abuja.